Funnel web spiders have a fearsome reputation. People bitten by these Australian arachnids suffer extreme pain, breathing problems, confusion, convulsions, and dangerously high blood pressure. Left untreated, the venom can kill within hours. For years, researchers assumed this lethal effect was an evolutionary accident. The venom, they presumed, evolved to help the spiders kill their prey, normally insects. Killing mammals was either just collateral damage or a form of protection against possible predators. Except that the venom does not, in general, kill mammals. Dogs, cats, mice, rabbits, and guinea pigs all shake it off. It is only human beings and other primates that succumb. And there is another odd thing about it. Funnel web spider venom has thousands of components, but delta hexatoxins, the specific molecules within it that kill people, are produced in particularly large quantities by sexually mature males during the breeding season, a time when they are barely feeding at all. Putting these various facts together has led Brian Fry of the University of Queensland to suggest in a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that the role of delta hexatoxins in funnel web venom is not to kill prey, but rather as a sophisticated form of defense, and that paradoxically, its deadliness to humans is because neither they nor their primate ancestors were, until recently, a threat to the spiders. Prey animals routinely attacked by venomous predators are under powerful pressure from natural selection. Any mutation which confers resistance to the venom will spread. This puts evolutionary pressure back onto the predator, encouraging the emergence of more potent venoms, which encourages further resistance and provokes further potency, and so on. Toxins directed against prey thus evolve rapidly. That, though, is not true for defensive venoms. Taking a single type of spider off its menu diminishes a predator's potential to survive and reproduce only slightly.